Kitchen.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
For a second weekend, Thor: The Dark World was number one at the box office, earning $38.5 million. But The Best Man Holiday also impressed. $30.5 million in ticket sales with a second-place finish.
Number four.
A man pretending to work for Nick Cannon stole thousands of dollars in jewelry from Fred Siegel. A man claiming to work for Nick said he needed that jewelry for Mariah Carey, like, now. A store clerk agreed to meet him at a hotel. And she says a man dressed as a security guard came up to her, took the jewelry, and said, "Yeah, I'm going to go get the money from Nick. I'll be right back." But he never returned.
Number three.
Lamar Odom says he's this close to signing back on with the Clippers. He did meet with Coach Doc Rivers on Friday, but Coach told ESPN he just wanted to see Lamar physically to see how he's doing. He said their conversation was good, but he added it didn't go much further than that.
Number two.
Justin Bieber threw an all-night party for about 100 guests, including Snoop Lion, at his home in Calabasas. His arch nemesis, the next-door neighbor who claims Justin spit on him, wasn't happy about the noise, called the cops three times at 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and finally at 5:30 a.m., which is when he finally decided to file a police report against Justin for disturbing the peace.
Number one.
Britney Spears needs a body double, y'all. HollywoodLife.com claims to have the casting notice for a Britney Spears lookalike, complete with these requirements: 5'4", 130 pounds, 32C, 27-inch waist, and 35-inch hips. Apparently, the body double's needed for an upcoming video shoot. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.